From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. Jefferson City Police have released the contents of a note found at the apartment of Spence Jackson, who was found dead over the weekend. Captain Doug Shoemaker says the note was dated March 27th, the day investigators believe Jackson fatally shot himself.
It says, "I'm so sorry. I just can't take being unemployed again." That is the note. That is the note in its entirety. Again, I will not provide a copy of that note, and that's all that's contained within the note itself.
Shoemaker says Jackson was still officially employed by the state auditor's office at the time of his death. However, it was expected that the next auditor would likely hire his or own staff. Governor Jay Nixon has yet to appoint a permanent successor to Tom Schweik, who also took his own life more than a month ago. Fulton Public Schools has changed the principal of Fulton Middle School after the district self-reported federal privacy law violations on Monday. The school district confirmed today that Christopher Crane is no longer at the school. The district informed the U.S. Department of Education of the violations that occurred on March 20th when gym teachers asked students a series of identifying questions as part of an exercise called Claim It. Some of the questions were about sensitive topics, including sexual behavior, mental or psychological problems, and religion. According to federal law, these questions require a parent's consent before a student is required to answer them. Cowherd says the district's legal counsel advised them to report this incident as soon as possible.
She wasn't sure. She'd seen some cases go that year. It could be next week. We don't know that. But that's why we wanted to go ahead and try to clear the air as much as we could.
The district has begun a training process for all staff on all policies that were in violation. Despite concerns from Republican lawmakers about Governor Jay Nixon's withholding money from programs this year, most of the governor's 2015 supplemental budget request is moving forward. Today, a Missouri House panel approved additional spending for 2015, including $120 million in general funds. Republican lawmakers have previously criticized the request because the governor's office continues to withhold about $450 million from other priorities this year. About $82 million of the requested amount is for increased cost in the state's Medicaid pharmacy program, primarily from the high cost of providing a new hepatitis C drug called Sovaldi. The city of Herman is suing state utility groups over the cost of electricity from a southern Illinois coal plant. Herman Mayor Tom Schaple says the costs are much higher than promised when the Prairie State Energy Campus was marketed to small towns across the Midwest. He says the city lost close to $1 million last year, causing economic damage to the town of 2,500 people. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported that the city sued the Missouri Joint Municipal Electric Utility Commission and the Missouri Public Energy Pool. Schaple says the goal of the lawsuit is to get Herman out of its long-term contract with Prairie State. The Missouri Public Utility Alliance said in a statement that Herman's filing contains several inaccuracies. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.